You're listening to SBS News.
The Volkswagen Group and Audi have settled two major class actions stemming from the global emissions scandal. Up to $127 million will be made available, covering around 100,000 Volkswagen, Audi and Skoda diesel cars sold in Australia, which equates to about $1,400 for each vehicle. The legal action by Maurice Blackburn and Bannister Law began in November 2015, alleging the cars had been fitted with illegal devices that were designed to cheat emissions tests. The Volkswagen Group settled the case without admitting any liability. It described the settlement as a significant step towards fully resolving the diesel lawsuits in Australia, subject to approval by the federal court. The Australian legal action followed multi-billion dollar payouts over the issue in the United States and Canada. Lawyer Julian Schimmel from Maurice Blackburn says it's a great result.
We see this as a really significant victory for motorists who launched this case almost 4 years ago. It's an important step in providing justice and redress to motorists who claim they were financially impacted by the diesel emissions issue.
Lead plaintiff Robin Richardson, who represented Audi owners, says she's glad the lengthy legal process is coming to an end.
I'm relieved that we're here today. I think it's been a long road. It's been a winding road. There have been peaks and troughs in terms of the work and the demands on the legal team.
And the plaintiff who sued on behalf of Volkswagen owners, Alistair Dalton, says he was happy to take the lead on their behalf.
Privileged to represent the thousands of VW owners. And, I think over the 4 years, lots of hard work was put in by Maurice Blackburn, which I'm extremely grateful, and I think all of the applicants would be extremely grateful as well. I think the outcome is a great outcome, getting Volkswagen to the table and to reach a good settlement for all the owners. And I think everyone should be happy with how it's all progressed and what the outcome is.
Julian Schimmel says the total cost of the settlement will depend on how many of the affected owners come forward.
There's around about 100,000 cars in Australia that are affected by the diesel emissions issue. The participation rate for the settlement is not known. That's why the amounts are variable. So we'll just need to wait and see how many people come forward.
Peter Khoury from the motoring body, the NRMA, says the Volkswagen scandal saw one of the biggest motoring recalls.
Well, the class action itself came as no surprise for several years ago when it was launched here in Australia. Obviously, this was a dramatic incident involving Volkswagen globally. It was one of the largest recalls in history. In fact, prior to Takata, the airbag incident, it certainly was one of them.
Motoring journalist David McCowan says the cost of the Australian settlement is modest compared to what it's cost Volkswagen globally. He says the carmaker will recover.
If you look at other scandals such as Samsung's phones that were catching fire or Bendgate with the Apple iPhone, there were certainly things that really held them back for a short term, but then the companies bounced back quite effectively. And I think that's going to be the case for Volkswagen as well. It's a powerful brand that builds some of the world's best cars. They just need to work on their PR a little bit.
Volkswagen is also trying to settle action brought by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Greg Diet, SBS News.